Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and good evening at Radio. Good news, we're at DEF CON 4. It's only above normal readiness for nuclear things going on. Want to welcome all of you from all over the place through Blog Talk Live to our studio right now and later on in the archives. Acast, Podchaser, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, and Player FM. In case you're curious, it is now 6 p.m. in Seattle and Phoenix, 7 p.m. in Denver, 8 p.m. and 9 p.m. in Washington, D.C., 2 a.m. in London, and 4:01 a.m. now in Kiev. We're going to be talking about a lot of things that some of which are bad news, but I do want to mention something that we had not mentioned before. One of our callers and friends of the show, Mindy, had requested that we thank the Shriners organization, especially the work that they have done for her when she was younger. And we're going to be doing that later on in just a moment or so with a public service. We also acknowledge that now is especially a difficult time for a lot of people. We'll be discussing that in around another public service for the National Suicide Hotline. You know, on Monday, for those of you who watch the Scott Hum on Facebook, you know that I got my second COVID boost, which was actually my third shot, and I felt kind of yucky yesterday. Slept and was able to do errands. So what can I say? I really appreciate because you're here, what we do, and reading what we do. Right now, for example, at 6:03 p.m., we have somebody in Missouri visiting the website, which is rightwingmedia.net. Welcome, our Missouri person. We're going to be back with all of you persons and people with Right Wing Radio right after this.
Because of Shriners Hospital for Children, I can play basketball. I could climb stairs.
I can write my name.
At Shriners Hospitals for Children, love is caring for a child, regardless of the family's ability to pay. If you know a child we can help, visit ShrinersHospitalsForChildren.org.
Many of us have been affected by a family member, a loved one, or a friend who has contemplated or died by suicide.
Each year, for each person that dies by suicide, 316 others consider taking their own life, but don't go through it.
People can and do find a way to get help to cope through these suicidal moments every day.
There is no shame if you or a loved one are contemplating suicide. Please know that support is available.
Call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255 for support.
The Lifeline is available 24/7 across the United States and is free and confidential.
Take the following everyday steps to protect yourself and others. Get a COVID-19 vaccine as soon as you can. If you are not fully vaccinated, wear a mask in indoor public places. Children under the age of 2 should not wear a mask. If you are fully vaccinated, wear a mask in indoor public places if you are in an area of substantial or high transmission or if you have a weakened immune system. Stay 6 feet from others who are not part of your household. Avoid crowds and poorly ventilated spaces. Wash your hands often. Cover coughs and sneezes. Clean high touch surfaces daily.
The risk of severe COVID-19 increases as the number of medical conditions increases in a person. COVID-19 vaccination and protective measures are important, especially if you are older or have multiple or severe medical conditions. Vaccination, wearing a mask, staying 6 feet from others, and washing your hands often are important protective measures if you are older or have certain medical conditions.
If you are sick with COVID-19 or think you might have it, stay home except to get medical care. Monitor your symptoms. If your symptoms get worse, contact your doctor. Get rest and stay hydrated. Avoid public transportation, ride-sharing, or taxis. And take these 6 steps to protect others. Wear a mask over your mouth and nose if you must be around other people. Cover your mouth and nose with a tissue when you cough or sneeze. Clean your hands often with soap and water, or use hand sanitizer, especially after coughing or sneezing. As much as possible, stay in a separate room and away from others in your home. Avoid sharing personal household items such as dishes, utensils, towels, or bedding. Wash these items thoroughly after using them, and clean all surfaces that are touched often, like counters and doorknobs, every day.
For more tips, visit cdc.gov. For the most accurate health information, visit cdc.gov or call 1-800-CDC-INFO.
And hopefully Rachel Walensky will get the CDC up and running better, as she's promised these days. They're apparently taking the blame for the mixed messages of the Biden administration regarding COVID. And it's basically, we think, unjustified, because she's not the one putting out or sponsoring the messages. It's a certain doctor by the name of Fauci. Let's take a look at some of the things that are going on while you're getting ready to hear what we're going to be talking about. Feel free to give us a call at 516-666, that's frightening, 9806. Again, 516-666-9, and fire up the color teenies and imagine the words as they fly through the internet and the phone company and all that lovely stuff and through the air and so on. I could use a color teeny right now. In fact, I think I'll sip on one. Let's take a look at some of the things we're obviously looking at, rightwingmedia.net. Where we've got the full lengths. Yes, we do have the full lengths, which I'm sure I'll be pleased with the full links as well. For example, this story from ABC News, Russia fully withdraws from the Kiev region and Ukrainians get drone training in the U.S. This is the Pentagon update on day 42 of the conflict. Now, what makes this story kind of interesting and very ironic in some ways, because ABC News started covering wars with Gulf War, or Iraq, one of those, whatever the year one in the 80s, like that. All right, we are back, and I don't know where what happened, what we got cut off. So what I'm going to do is start the show over and edit, and let's do something a little inspiring. Okay, we're back. I want to apologize if you guys are listening live. Welcome to the show. We are at DEF CON 4, which basically means it's not as bad as it was last. I want to welcome everybody listening on Blog Talk Radio, Acast, Podchaser, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, and Player FM. Romeo Hill is on assignment this week, and Josh Lifto is on hiatus. Let's see if we get anybody else for the show, which should be interesting. First of all, I want to mention that we had one of our callers and our friends, Mindy, who was the person helped by the Shriners, and she requested that we thank them, and we're going to do that in a public service announcement. We also have, because this is a really tough time for people, we are going to also, and to do that, we have new public service announcement from the National Suicide Hotline. But before we get to all the news, all that momentarily, fire up the color team as they fly through the internet and the air. This is Scott Hum, and this is rightwingmedia.net radio.
Because of Shriners Hospital for Children, I can play basketball.
I can write my name.
That's
Shriners Hospitals for Children. Love is caring for a child, regardless of the family's ability to pay. If you know a child we can help, visit ShrinersHospitalsForChildren.org.
Many of us have been affected by a family member, a loved one, or a friend who has contemplated or died by suicide.
Each year, for each person that dies by suicide, 316 others consider taking their own life, but don't go through it.
People can and do find a way to get help to cope through these suicidal moments every day.
There is no shame if you or a loved one are contemplating suicide. Please know that support is available.
Call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255 for support.
The Lifeline is available 24/7 across the United States and is free and confidential.
Take the following everyday steps to protect yourself and others. Get a COVID-19 vaccine as soon as you can. If you are not fully vaccinated, wear a mask in indoor public places. Children under the age of 2 should not wear a mask. If you are fully vaccinated, wear a mask in indoor public places if you are in an area of substantial or high transmission or if you have a weakened immune system. Stay 6 feet from others who are not part of your household. Avoid crowds and poorly ventilated spaces. Wash your hands often. Cover coughs and sneezes. Clean high-touch surfaces daily.
The risk of severe COVID-19 increases as the number of medical conditions increases in a person. COVID-19 vaccination and protective measures are important, especially if you are older or have multiple or severe medical conditions. Vaccination, wearing a mask, staying 6 feet from others, and washing your hands often are important protective measures if you are older or have certain medical conditions.
If you are sick with COVID-19 or think you might have it, stay home except to get medical care. Monitor your symptoms. If your symptoms get worse, contact your doctor. Get rest and stay hydrated. Avoid public transportation, ride sharing, or taxis. And take these 6 steps to protect others. Wear a mask over your mouth and nose if you must be around other people. Cover your mouth and nose with a tissue when you cough or sneeze. Clean your hands often with soap and water or use hand sanitizer, especially after coughing or sneezing. As much as possible, stay in a separate room and away from others in your home. Avoid sharing personal household items such as dishes, utensils, towels, or bedding. Wash these items thoroughly after using them and clean all surfaces that are touched often, like counters and doorknobs, every day.
For more tips, visit cdc.gov.
For the most accurate health information, visit cdc.gov or call 1-800-CDC-INFO.
And we're back. This is Scott Hum, and this is rightwingmedia.net radio. I hope Dr. Rachel Walensky can get the CDC up and running better than it has been. They can use and deaf need all the help they can get. An organization that also needs all the help it can get, or can get, I don't know, something like that, is rightwingmedia.net. And definitely take a look there. In fact, we're taking a look there. We just had somebody coming in from Missouri, the Show Me State, I believe it is. So welcome, Missouri, taking a listen to us and a look at the same time. Some of the things going on, you will see at rightwingmedia.net. First of all, it's kind of ironic. This first story comes to us from ABC News. When the Iraqi war was going on, or was it the Gulf War? I forget which. It's where they started, eventually anchored by Ted Koppel and became Nightline. They've had some experience since then, of course, but kind of ironic. Our first story comes from ABC. Russia fully withdraws from the Kiev region, and Ukrainians get drone training in the U.S. Pentagon update, day 42. That's good. Kiev, very high profile, but it's not the only part of the country that is undergoing the atrocity. According to Defense of Ukraine, which is a Ukrainian government organization, we would probably call it the Defense Ministry of Ukraine or the Department of Defense of Ukraine or something like that. This shows just how desperate, I was going to say Biden is, but in this case it's Putin, the other IN or EN guy who's running a country. This Twitter net video had ordered its soldiers to dig fortifications near the Chernobyl nuclear power plant, the radioactive Red Forest, this last month of March, complete for one's own subordinates. It is what a killer state looks like. And when you look at that, you will be shocked, because depending on how you calculate it, if you are going there, as a human being, you're not supposed to spend a few minutes. And here they are not only spending more time than that, but Russian soldiers are actually turning, digging the radioactive dirt in that area. Insane. But then again, that's Putin. Also, something else insane, and also from Twitter, is from RNC Research, and this is a video, and everybody's blaming RNC Research and other conservative entities. It's a video, and you can see it's been on, where nobody, their caption is literally, no one wants to talk to Joe Biden, and it's kind of embarrassing, but nobody really. This guy has not followed up on campaign promises, has let the economy slip horribly. Has done things that are counterproductive to the economy and so on. It's just a mess. Another mess that's kind of, if it weren't so potentially tragic, it would be funny. According to Kim Jong-un's sister, threatened South Korea with nuclear extermination if North Korea is provoked. Now, here's the thing that she suggested a strike last week and then put out a statement saying the country is prepared to retaliate with nuclear weapons. And it's, well, here's the thing. I'm going to read one paragraph of it. On Friday, while visiting South Korea, Missile Commander Suh, Suh-wook, W-O-O-K, the South Korean defense minister, was visiting South Korea Missile Command and mentioned that South Korea was capable of launching precision strikes on North Korea if it were to attack with Kim Jong-un, Kim Jo-jung, a powerful senior official in the North's ruling Workers' Party, then responded on Sunday, blast a senseless and scum-like guy, a senseless and scum-like guy. You know, I love it when politicians and media wonks and government journey people use such big language. Just absolutely wonderful. So although the statement clarified that North Korea had no intention of starting a war and does not view South Korea as an opponent, Kim Yo-jung, that South Korea follows through with possible reckless military action against North Korea, then South Korean army will suffer a tragic lot. I love the gesturings and pontifications and so on. I also, sarcastic emphasis here. I also love the bad grammar. So it's just the "we hope" rhetoric of North Korea, which is kind of in sync with Russia. Some other things, that was from NextShark. From Insider, now this is one here. Sources say Manhattan DA probe into Trump Organization isn't expected to file any new charges. They've actually, that's not quite up to date. They're actually going to be filing tax irregularities and, issues of turning over evidence and so on. But after over nothing new is found, amazing. But yet, when we look at the Hunter Biden issue, it's ironic. While nothing new has been found, even though the hard drive in the entire laptop has been turned over to the, what is it, Congress? That's a crazy thing. Nothing's been found yet. It doesn't quite make stories that I think need to be, have some closure put on them. But hey, I'm just a humble journalist. Speaking of humble journalists, the National Review, and speaking of that story, here's a their story title is Hunter Biden grand jury witness asked to identify big guy in the Chinese equity deal. Come on, we know who it is and that's named or implicated in the story as being President Biden. According to The Hill, Washington Post calls for media reckoning on accurate and relevant Hunter Biden stories. Yeah. We need some closure. People don't want to listen. We did earlier about Russia and the Ukraine. Yahoo News has a story that their genocide master plan has experts alarmed after Kremlin intellectual calls for a cleansed Ukraine. That sounds frightened like World War II. Fox adds another ember to this fire. They call Russia's Ukraine war a colossal military mistake. Armed forces expert tells Fox News. You can check that out at rightwingmedia.net. According to Former President Trump takes aim at Big 12 Republican incumbents ahead of the 2024 election. And, of course, the kicker is he is not, although it was suggested that he had done so indirectly, he's not saying he's going to be running yet. Let's go ahead and take a musical break here. This one is called Rialto Rag. And, gee, it feels like NPR here. This is rightwingmedia.net radio, and this is Scott Hum, and we'll be right back after this engaging music. Something like this. This is Scott Hum, and this is rightwingmedia.net radio. You know, there was something kind of, I don't know if you'd call it light or just kind of different, but last Sunday during the Grammys, President Vladimir Zelensky spent about a minute and a half-ish addressing the Grammys in, actually see and hear that at rightwingmedia.net. But is a little more subdued than his usual speeches because, well, English is not his primary language. But yet he did a credible job. Of course, hey, he's an actor. So I hate to say it, but what do you expect? Another one that you have to expect in a bad way is an Associated Press story. And we hinted at this earlier, and I'm hedging on it now because it's, well, you're just going to have to imagine it till you read the story. And if you haven't read the story, I'm going to read the title for you in a moment, but I'm going to warn you that it is a very graphic story. Ukraine is Russia, massive city strewn with bodies. There have been some pictures floating around the internet about that, but it's like you can't describe something that horrible. You can imagine it, but when you see it, you've been warned. Something is, this is from Anomaly, old Dr. Fauci clip surfaced where a few years ago he was saying that natural immunity is good enough if you've had the disease, COVID, and then compared with recently, he's saying, no, it's not. You know, what I think is amazing is how a doctor science and or his knowledge of it so dramatically. One thing that, or should I say another thing that's changed, or in this case not changed, it's been amplified. Let's agree to that. On Sean Hannity, he recently said on YouTube, clip that's been played quite a lot, you were lied. And it's not just about Fauci, but it's about a lot of things in government that we've been lied. I mean, for example, just about a day before that story hit, Republican Daily wrote that Biden demonstrates just how much the White House is lying about him, with calls to another video we've been seeing. And here's actually, when you talk about the Bidens, here's the worst you can come up with. And the worst you can come up with is, and this is just awful, Hunter Biden was paid millions by a Chinese state-linked energy firm, the Washington Post report finds. Like, we didn't know this. We're going to go ahead and just wrap up the show, and we will see you later.